Hello everyone, this is Easy Natural English with Liam. How are you all doing today? I hope that you're well, wherever you're listening from in the world. Today is the very first YouTube version of this podcast. So those of you who have listened before will know that I make this podcast for you to get used to English in an easy manner. So I do that by talking to you about daily topics in daily English with no script. So I have nothing written down, so I can't check any notes or anything, and I don't edit the video or the audio. So that way, you get to listen to English the way that it's really spoken. Because, yeah, if I'm cutting and editing or reading from a script, it's going to be a bit too perfect. For example, if you watch the news or if you watch a lot of, just even YouTube videos, a lot of them are, they're for a different reason. So they're kind of edited a lot and, they don't sound like just conversational English like this. So that's why I have been making the podcast up until now. And I decided that it might be nice to make a YouTube video to go along with the podcast. So for those of you who listen to the podcast, you can still do that. You know, it's still on Apple Podcasts. It's on Spotify. Podbean, where else? Anchor. Yeah, it's on a lot of podcast apps, and you can continue listening that way. And it here on YouTube is going to be the same content. So I'm going to record the podcast as usual. And if you want to just listen, that's okay. But if you would like to see the kind of facial expressions that I'm making, if you want to see my face, like if I'm telling a story, and maybe if you're listening, maybe it's hard to understand if it's a nice story or if it's a scary story. But if you're able to see my face and, you know, I'm talking like this, then, you know, it must be a happy story. Or if I'm kind of making an angry face like this. Yeah, if you're seeing the video now, you'll be able to see, I'm making an angry face, and maybe it will be a bit easier for you to understand. Also, I can use my hands to gesture. I can say like, wow, this was really big, or this was really small. Of course, you all understand the words big and small, but perhaps when I'm speaking quickly, if I'm using my hands, it might help you to understand. Other listeners, you might just be curious. You might think, well, I listen to this podcast every other day. You know, that's how often I make the podcast. It comes out every other day. So one day on, one day off, one day on, one day off. So those of you who are listening every other day, perhaps you're just wondering, what does this guy look like? What does he look like, this voice that I'm listening to all the time? Perhaps you're curious. So if you are, here I am. This is what I look like. For those of you who don't want to watch a video, you want to just keep listening, then of course that's fine. You could do both. Perhaps you could watch the video one time and listen to the podcast another time. You know, I think podcasts are really useful for studying language, like I always say, because you can listen when you're doing other things. You know, if you're cooking or cleaning or going for a walk or doing anything that doesn't need your brain power, you know, if you're just doing a simple task, then you can put in your headphones or put on a speaker, you know, and you can listen to my podcast. So that's a bit more convenient sometimes and for some people. But like I said, if you want to watch me for some reason, if you want to look at this face, then you can do that now. You can see me on YouTube. So I'm going to, the channel is going to just be same as the podcast name, Easy Natural English with Liam. So hopefully you can find it if you search. Perhaps I need to think about putting the link. I'll put the link up on my Facebook page as well, so you can find it on there. But yeah, I'm not very good with making videos and things, to be honest. That's why it's taken me a while to do this. Yeah, I don't like, you know, I don't like doing technology. I don't like using technology too much. I get kind of frustrated, you know, I get a little bit angry when things don't work immediately. So I've kind of been putting this off, you know, putting it off. Not doing what I should be doing. But I think I mentioned that in the last couple of episodes, perhaps. But actually, this is the... So now you can see, if you're watching the video of this, you can see the room that I've moved into. I think I mentioned in the previous podcast episode that, I was trying to soundproof this room. So you can't see it because it's behind the camera, but here there is a door, and I have, I've put some very thick rubber and then some carpet on there. And the idea is it will soundproof the room. You know, that means it will stop sound going in and coming in and going out. So yeah, hopefully that's working. So I hope this audio sounds nice and clean, nice and clear. It's a little bit strange talking into a video now. Those of you who have listened to my podcast from the beginning, you'll know that it took me some, you know, I said that it felt a bit strange to make the podcast at first, because I've been teaching English for a long time, for many years, but when I teach to students, you know, I'm looking at someone's face, and when I'm speaking, I can see by their facial expression if they're understanding or not. You know, if they're sort of looking at me with their face screwed up, then I can't, they can't understand me and I need to say that again. Or if they're looking at me and they're kind of nodding and smiling, then they're understanding, that's okay. So yeah, it's quite nice to be able to see someone's face when you're communicating with them. So when I first started making the podcast and just talking just to my microphone, my microphone is not showing me any response. So I don't know if people are understanding or not. Excuse me. And yeah, that was kind of strange at the beginning. So now I'm giving myself a new challenge, and now I'm speaking into a camera as well, which is also, yeah, a little bit strange, but I'm sure I'll be used to it soon. For those of you who just perhaps I'll have some new, I hope I'll get some sort of new listeners, new viewers on YouTube, people who maybe don't use podcasts, so you know they couldn't find me before and then now you've found me on YouTube. So if you're one of those new people, then welcome, and yeah, thank you very much for watching and listening. As I said at the beginning, this podcast is just me talking about daily topics in natural but easier English, because I think that listening is the key to learning any language, because, you know, that's what, if you think about your own language, your mother tongue, you know, your first language. So for example, if you're a Spanish person, then your first language will be Spanish. And the way you learned Spanish was by listening to your parents. And, you know, if you're Chinese and you speak Chinese, then your parents would have just spoke to you in Chinese until you understood what they were saying. You know, anyone who speaks any language, we don't learn to write until much later. First thing is listening. And we, from a baby, we listen for maybe 2-3 years before we start speaking. And then we keep listening and keep listening, and our speaking skills get better. And we have good pronunciation, and we know the natural ways to say things, and we don't have to think about grammar, right? When you speak your own language, you don't think about grammar rules and things. So I think when you learn a new language, for example, I studied French for a long time, and now I'm studying Japanese. And I think it's useful to look at grammar rules sometimes. So now I'm studying Japanese. I do look up grammar rules sometimes. So if I'm thinking, you know, how do I say this thing? Or if I hear somebody say something, or if I read something that I don't understand, then I check that grammar rule. And I just kind of, you know, reference a grammar guide or reference a textbook. And I think it's, you know, it's good to check the grammar rules just to get a base understanding. And then, you know, okay, I see, it works like this. And then go and listen and read, in your case, natural English, like listen to this podcast, you know, read a book or something, not a textbook, just a storybook. And then, you know, look for examples of that grammar that you had trouble with. And when you see a lot of examples, you'll start to see like, oh, okay, this situation I use this grammar, and this situation I use this grammar. And you'll start to just get a natural feeling for it. So yeah, that's why, why I make this podcast, and now why I'm making this YouTube, because I know that, at the beginning, you know, your choices when you start studying a language, your choices are usually, a sort of textbook CD, or perhaps some like easy version of that language, on the TV or something. Or you have things that are aimed at native speakers, like TV shows or movies or books, which I know at the beginning are very difficult, because that's how I started studying Japanese. So from the first day, I was watching TV shows and movies with no subtitles, you know, no writing at the bottom. But the reason I did this was to get used to the natural speech pattern and the sound of Japanese, even though, yeah, at the beginning I could maybe only understand hello, goodbye, thank you, very basic things. But it helped me to train my ear to hear the sound of Japanese. So over time, my skills have built up. And now it's been about 2 years of studying this way. So, yeah, I'm a bit of a crazy person. So I only watch TV in Japanese. If I want to watch an American TV show or an English TV show on Netflix, I will change the language to the Japanese version. So we usually call that a dub in English. So the Japanese dub. And I'll watch it in Japanese so I can keep up my listening practice. But now it's been about 2 years of doing this, and I can understand movies and TV shows. I can always understand the story, and I can understand most of what people are saying, and mostly how people feel, and the kind of nuance, the kind of small meaning that they're putting into their word, their style of speaking, like, oh, that's a kind of polite but angry way to say something, for example. So it's getting better and better just from continuing, because many people don't study this way. Many people just use, you know, textbooks and things like that, and they learn these grammar rules, but because their ear is not tuned to the language they're learning, it's very hard for them to clearly hear that language, even if they've studied a lot with textbooks and studied a lot with these kind of easier, unnatural versions of English. Yeah, they can't, when you speak like a native speaker, they can't understand. And I know that because I've been a teacher for a long time. And I see a lot of students that have that problem. And I, you know, I know from my experience and from other people's experience, including my students, I know that if you just keep listening and keep listening, I know that your skills will come up in all areas. You know, not only will your listening get better, but your speaking will be better. It will sound more natural. Your pronunciation will be better. And you'll also just have a kind of natural feeling for English speech pattern, for English grammar. So yeah, that's why I make the podcast, and that's why now I'm making this YouTube version of it. Yeah, and I do it just by myself like this, because if there were two people here, you know, if I had another native speaker with me and we were talking together, perhaps we would get excited and, you know, perhaps we would start joking or, yeah, speaking quickly, and then it would be difficult. But because you're only listening to me, yeah, it means I can keep the pace a little slower. You know, it's close to native level, but this is a bit easier. And also, because it's just me, you can get used to my way of speaking. So my use, how I use words, because, you know, most of us, we repeat the same things every time. So if I talk about a topic two times, I'm probably gonna use the same words the second time. I'm probably gonna say things in a very similar way. So you can, yeah, you can just get used to the way that I speak. And yeah, it'll get easier for you as you go. So if this is your first time listening, then, you know, maybe it's a bit difficult, but then the second episode, third episode, it's going to get easier and easier every time. So yeah, just keep it up. Stay strong. Yeah, I know that it will get easier. Because yeah, me, myself, like I was saying, I listen to a lot of like real native Japanese, but I also, I found a podcast, that's in Japanese that's similar to this by a guy called Teppei. And, yeah, when I found his podcast, it really, really helped me, because before that I was listening to lots of different Japanese people on movies and TV shows and things, all speaking very quickly, you know, so it's hard to follow. And then I found his podcast, and he's doing the same thing that I'm doing now, which is just speaking naturally but a bit easier. And yeah, it was his podcast really helped me, so that's why, yeah, I thought that I would make something similar for people learning English to get used to. So yeah, I don't have much else to say, so I'm gonna wrap it up here. Just like to say, if it is your first time listening, yeah, I'm hoping that putting this on YouTube will find some new listeners for me. So if it is your first time, then thank you very much. And if you're a regular listener of the podcast, then just keep doing what you're doing. And thank you very much for your continued support. Especially those of you who support me on Patreon. If you don't know, Patreon is a website where you can give a donation to people who are creating things like podcasts or YouTube or blogs or things like that. So to, yeah, I've got three people on there now. So to the three people on Patreon, thank you very much for supporting me. Yeah, and this is the first time doing YouTube, so I get to say, please like and subscribe. That's what people usually say here on YouTube. So yeah, please like, please give it a thumbs up down below, and please subscribe. And yeah, I will see all of you YouTubers and all of you, YouTube watchers, YouTube viewers, and all you podcast listeners. I will see you all back here next time.